Blog Talk Radio.
It's about damn time!
It's Thursday night and time for the Hot Corner.
There are 108 beads in a Catholic rosary and there are 108 stitches in a baseball.
Your home for all things MLB.
Suck one out of the park for me!
The Reds, the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Dodgers, and the White Sox.
I love baseball.
The balance has you covered with a Hot Corner.
Watch where you're walking, guys. I don't want you to step in the crap I just knocked out of that ball, huh?
News, rumors, and fantasy, it's all in the Hot Corner.
Baseball, it's the best.
And here is your host, Tom Marquis.
See you later.
Beautiful pitch by Kershaw. And what a catch by Carlos Beltran. High fly ball into deep out of field. I don't believe it. High fly ball. Deep left field. Back it goes. And that ball is gone. Down at the wall. Leaps up. And he makes the catch. Center field. Gardner going back.
There goes the runner.
The ball's going off again. Here's Williams' throw. Right there. Teague. Did he get around the tag? He did. And Hamilton beat it. Throw by Vancouver. They got him. Hit into right. Back at the wall. Home game. Draw Cam out.
Here's what the left center field. Back toward the track. And that ball is gone.
And the Rays are in the postseason.
Celebration time.
The Dodgers are the National League West champions.
St. Louis Cardinals win their third straight division series.
It hasn't happened at Fenway Park for 95 years. The Red Sox are world champions.
All right, my minions, welcome to the Hot Corner. My name's Tom Marquis. You know me as El Presidente. Every Saturday morning right here on the Balance Radio Network. Well, what we do every Thursday night, I tell you what, we do is we talk baseball. And really, there's really nobody better and more equipped to talk baseball on draft night than the Hot Corner. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente, and welcome aboard. We are going to do this thing called the Hot Corner for the next hour. Man, I tell you what, I told you I had my voice back. Well, I may have prematurely spoke. I am still battling this, so if y'all be patient with me, I'll be patient with you, and we'll get through the next hour and talk all kinds of baseball. You know, tonight's draft night, right? Doesn't get any better than that. Houston Astros on the clock, and then Miami Marlins, the Sox, the Cubs, and the Twins are in the top five. And as they make their picks, we'll make sure that we let you know and get that up on the Hot Corner as well. Well, I tell you what, it's been kind of a sad 24 hours in baseball. Those of you who really follow baseball and are big fans of baseball certainly know that baseball lost one of its greatest, well, we'll just call him an ambassador, Wednesday. Former Cubs manager Don Zimmer died Friday. He was 83 years old. Nicknamed Popeye for his strength and big cheeks, spent 66 years in baseball. But few were as wild as his three-plus seasons managing the Cubs, where he led to a division title in 1989 with an unpredictable style that has really never, ever been replicated. Zimmer's 247-239 record in his first three seasons with the Cubs was the highest victory total for a Cubs manager at that time since Leo Durocher won 535 games from 1966 to 1977. So, I tell you what, baseball lost a great, and you know what, we like to make fun of the Cubs. We like to, you know, poke fun at them. But I tell you what, there's one thing about that we can say about the Cubs is that they have a rich history in baseball. And so certainly a huge loss, not only to the Cubs, but to the world of baseball. You know, Zimmer was often asked about having a steel plate in his head, the result of a beating, got beaten in the head in Columbus, Ohio in 1953 when he was just a young prospect with the Dodgers that time. The beanball fractured his skull and led to a blood clot, leaving him unconscious for about 12 days. After two operations and five spinal taps, Zimmer eventually returned to baseball and stayed out and stayed in for the rest of his life. So, great story. In 1978, the Red Sox blew a 14-game lead to the Yankees, and Zimmer was in Red Sox Nation at that time. After being fired as the manager from the Red Sox and Rangers, Zimmer expected to be a coach for the rest of his career before the Cubs' general manager, Jim Frey, his old friend, offered him a managerial job in 1988. He said, "Jimmy, you want to manage the Cubs?" And Zimmer recalled and said, I think I made one statement to him. Who the hell has a uniform on and wouldn't want to manage the Cubs? So there you go. Great, great story. And so what I thought I would do as we go into this break, we'd like to honor Don Zimmer, certainly one of the greatest icons in baseball, and certainly one of the biggest deaths in baseball that we've seen in a long time. Don William Zimmer, he was a great manager, great infielder, coach in the Major League Baseball, going all the way back to 1949. Until his death in the span of 66 years, born January 13th, 1931, died June 4th, 2014. So, Don Zimmer, this show we dedicate to you. We salute you. And here's a little bit of a token of our memory to Don Zimmer. And then we'll take a break right after this. You're listening to The Hot Corner on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Hal Marquis.
While the majority of baseball fans may remember Donald William Zimmer's time with the New York Yankees, his ties to the city went so much deeper. Also known as Popeye or Zim, he first broke into the majors as a utility infielder with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1954. 8 years and an all-star appearance later, he was an inaugural member of the 1962 New York Mets. In fact, he was the first to ever try on the Mets uniform as the organization's original third baseman.
Now, what about third base? Well, now here gets down to Mr. Zimmer. Mr. Zimmer has been handicapped 5 or 6 times in his life because he was injured, but he never gives up. He's the boy that don't die. Now, you got to have that spirit, and you got to have somebody that won't give up and plays till the ninth inning.
Over the course of his 12 big league seasons, Zimmer hit 91 home runs, had a .235 batting average, and played every position except pitcher and first base. When he retired, he had played for 5 major league teams and earned 2 World Series rings. For the majority of baseball players, once their playing days are over, so is their baseball career. But not so for Zim. In 1965, he moved into the coaching ranks, and in 1976, he was named manager of the Boston Red Sox midway through the season. While he led the club to 90-plus wins in each of his 3 full seasons, he will always be remembered as being at the helm during the Boston Massacre and Bucky Dent's iconic home run.
I couldn't stand them then, but he was always a guy that wanted to beat you, always ahead of the game, you know, very competitive. And when you played against his teams, you knew they were going to play hard, you know, so you better bring your A game.
Zimmer spent 13 seasons as a manager and was the 1989 Manager of the Year with the Cubs. After being a part of the Colorado Rockies' first ever coaching staff, he joined the Yankees as Joe Torre's right-hand man and bench coach. Over 8 seasons, he helped Torre lead the Yankees to 4 World Series rings and a few memorable moments.
For 8 years, it was, it really made me the manager I turned out to be here because he was more the crap shooter, and I was more on the conservative side, but he certainly nudged me enough where the combination worked really well.
Zimmer was great. He had such a great sense of humor. He had a computer for a brain. He didn't need spreadsheets. He didn't need computers. He had it all right upstairs in his head, and he saw more baseball than anybody.
Well, Zimmer's great. He was part of the 96 team when we came here with Don, and he's a good baseball guy, and a lot of history there, and all the stories he told.
In 1999, Zimmer was sitting on the Yankees bench during the American League Division Series when Chuck Knobloch led off the inning by hitting the ball sharply into the dugout and right at Zimmer. Despite being hit in the face, Zimmer was okay and returned in the next game with some protection.
Not everybody knows the story there because this is before they put those little fences up in front of the dugout. I said, don't worry about it, Zim. I said, if anybody hits one over here, I'll protect you. And as soon as that ball came over, I ducked the other way and hit him. The first thing he said to me, I thought you were going to protect me.
And in 2003, the feisty grandfather brawled with Red Sox pitcher Pedro Martinez during the ALCS.
Zim is fiery. I mean, these people here in Boston know that.
I'm embarrassed. What happened yesterday? I'm embarrassed for the Yankees, the Red Sox, the fans, the umpires, and my family. So I have to say I'm sorry.
Situations always follow him, I guess. Don's always in the mix, He's a fiery competitor, and he's tough as nails, actually. So, we all love him because he has that personality. He's a character. And again, a wealth of baseball experience, which you want to be around.
Just the way he was, he treated us as players in the team and always really kept a fun attitude, a great attitude, and really kept our dugout relaxed.
By the end of October in 2003, Zimmer resigned after being fed up with George Steinbrenner's meddling and what Zimmer thought was disrespect towards Torre and himself.
He's a character. He kept you loose, made sure that you did all your homework. Great guy. It was great playing for Don Zimmer. Popeye. He was just a great man to have around. The clubhouse and sitting on the bench and helping Joe. And when you have someone like that that's been around the game and understands the game, you have a lot of respect for people. And I think all of us had great respect for him and what he meant to our club.
Not ready to end his baseball career, Zimmer was on to another team by January and had been with the Rays ever since. The fact that Zimmer's baseball career started at all is remarkable since he almost died when he was hit in the head with a pitch in 1953. And 3 years later, while playing for the Cincinnati Reds, a fastball broke his cheekbone, but he persevered.
He's like a walking encyclopedia, man. I love Don. You can always talk baseball with him. He enjoys it. He gives you all that experience that he has. So I was like a sponge at times being around Zim. Such a great guy.
Zim, he was always a great baseball man. He was very passionate, as we have seen over the years. But Zim, he was always there with a smile, and he loved his baseball.
Donald William Zimmer had been involved in professional baseball every year since 1948. And if there was anyone who epitomized the term for love of the game, it was him.
I'm J.B. Bernstein. I'm a sports agent.
Hey.
Who's that?
She's my neighbor, not my type.
Why? Because she's not a model.
Yeah, stay away from that.
Right now, I'm on the verge of a huge break.
Without this deal, we're done.
What's going on here? Don't tell me you signed a contract with these guys.
It's just business.
Guess what? We're out of money. I don't know what else to do, JB.
Hey, how fast do they pitch in cricket? I think I cracked this.
It's called
called Million Dollar Arm. We find the first Major League Baseball player from India.
Like being on the road?
Words cannot express.
Ray, how are you going to know if anyone can throw if you keep your eyes shut all day?
I can hear it.
Really?
Ah. That was about a 43.
Bingo.
We have our finalists.
Welcome to America, boys. Okay. All right, guys.
Who is that? Is she a servant? She's a beautiful servant.
We can't train somebody who has never picked up a baseball.
It's insane.
Okay, so how's it going?
Baseball is very hard.
This is Major League Baseball, not some social experiment.
You're not ready for this kind of pressure.
This is business.
Don't be a sideshow.
These guys are not ready for a pro tryout. Their chances fall between slim and none.
Are you okay?
These kids, they're my last best shot.
But they're also just a couple of great kids. Kids. I mean, they're far from home.
They need to see that you care.
Wow.
This whole alternative family thing looks good on you.
See this, partner? Boom.
We've got a major league tryout.
Are you messing with us?
No, I'm not messing with you. You got a tryout. All right, go ahead. Say it.
Did you kiss Miss Brenda?
No. She kissed me.
Oh! Oh, Jimmy!
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana Water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
And you're listening to The Hot Corner with your host, El Presidente, Tom Marquis.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Hot Corner. That was weird. Welcome back to the Hot Corner. My name is Sal Marquis, El Presidente. So good to have you along. So good to have you along on draft night. How about that, boys and girls? It is draft night right here on The Balance. My name is Sal Marquis. By the way, you know what? It was a good tribute there to Don Zimmer, and we salute this show to him. But you know what? We're going to do exactly what Don would want you to do, and that's get on with some baseball. It's draft night. I tell you what, I hope my voice makes it through this. But we do have our first pick in from the Houston Astros, from Cathedral Catholic High School, Brady Aiken. How about that, boys? Brady Aiken, left-handed pitcher, going to the Astros. So, you know, I don't know if that's exactly who we thought that Astros would pick up. Certainly, believe that he would be picked up, and went to high school. Well, he committed to UCLA. And by the way, I want to clear one thing out. It's not Cathedral Catholic here in Indianapolis, but out in California. You know what? He picked up a little bit of weight, and I think he's around 200, 205 pounds. So he's a left-handed pitcher, so certainly what the Astros needed, and so we'll see how it pans out. But the first overall pick going to the Houston Astros goes to Brady Aiken, left-handed pitcher from Cathedral Catholic High School. He'd already committed to UCLA, and 6'4", 205 pounds. Date of birth, 8/16/96. And we have the Miami Marlins pick. They've got Tyler Kolek out of Shepherd High School, Texas, right-handed pitcher, 6'5", 260 pounds. The latest in a long line of Texas high school fireball pitchers. Really, really excited to see who the Cubs are going to pick up. It's kind of funny. Coming up next, though, we've got the Chicago White Sox picking next, and then right after that, the Chicago Cubs. So both Chicago teams, really, I guess you could say, at the bottom or at the top of the draft. So we'll see how they are. So far, Brady Aiken got the first overall pick going to the Houston Astros out of Cathedral High School, California. And then Tyler Kolek, Shepherd High School out of Texas there. And on the clock right now in round one is the Chicago White Sox. Up next, the Chicago Cubs, and then the Minnesota Twins. And then after that, we've got the Seattle Marlins and the Philadelphia Phillies all lined up for draft night right here on Draft Night MLB. I'll tell you what. So we're going to get to all of that, and we will keep you updated as the picks come in. So not to worry. We will have it all ready for you and ready to go as times warrant, if you will. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the action today with the MLB. And what's going on in the scores, I should say. It's probably the better way to put it. Speaking of Miami and Tampa Bay in the bottom of the eighth. In the top of the second, you've got the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets tied up at zero. And then also in the bottom of the first right now, the Angels and the Houston Astros, speaking of the Astros. And coming up at 8:05, the Baltimore Orioles and the Texas Rangers. 8:10, Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. 8:10, our beloved St. Louis Cardinals against the Kansas City Royals. So a lot of interleague action going on today, as well as the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Colorado Rockies doing battle at 8:40. San Francisco and Cincinnati doing battle at they went final earlier, and then the Yankees. What a game. Soto pulled out a win to prevent the sweep. The Yankees pull out over the A's 2-1, and Toronto over Detroit 7-3, and Philadelphia and the Nationals are final, with the Nationals winning 4-2. So it's draft night right here on the Hot Corner. So good to have you along. You know what, man, I tell you what, and I want to thank my producers for bringing me water and some cough drops, because, you know, I need them. And as you can tell, I'm normally the voice life of it all. But today and this week, I have been battling something, and I don't know what it is. But hey, we're gonna get through this show, I promise. I you know what? I always want to take some time to just, you know, let's look at baseball and what it's about. And, you know, our show, not only this show, the Hot Corner, but also The Balance, was developed for the fan and what the fans like. And I've always thought, and myself, I'm a Cardinal fan since I've been a kid, and I think a lot of us have kids' stories that we can remember from way back when we were a kid that really developed us to be a baseball fan. And I tell you what, this story really touched my heart. If you get a chance to go on YouTube and Google Dayton Dragons mascot signs with a deaf boy, I tell you what, even the toughest of all of us shed a few tears. It was kind of a cool moment that was shared between a boy who is deaf and a minor league baseball mascot. 7-year-old Hunter saw the Dayton Dragons mascot and asked if he could say hello, and then he began to sign, and both the mascot and his escort surprisingly signed back. Just so happens that the mascot's escort is a sign language interpreter, and the man playing the mascot is learning sign language as well. Hunter's parents say, even though it seems like a simple gesture, it really meant the world to them and their son. An incredible, incredible video. It will bring tears to your eyes. If not, something's wrong with your tearjerker. And so that's the kind of stories that I like to hear about. That's the kind of stories that I like to talk about. And that's the kind of stories that make baseball fans. So an exciting time that was. And Dayton Dragons, hats off to you there. Hats off to you. All right, we have our third pick in for the Chicago White Sox, Carlos Rodon of North Carolina State, another left-handed pitcher, 6'3", 235 pounds, born December 10th, 1992. The best college left-hander since David Price, really. And Rodon became the favorite to go number one overall in the 2014 draft in his freshman year at North Carolina State. He reinforced his status by leading the Wolfpack to their first College World Series berth since 1968, last spring leading NCAA Division I with a record of 184 strikeouts. He's not been consistently dominant in 2014, but he's still in the mix for a top pick. So there you go. Carlos Rodon of North Carolina State, picked up by the Chicago White Sox in draft night 2014. And up next is your Chicago Cubs. And I think we're going to stand by here and see if we've got that yet before we go to a break, because we want to make sure that we keep you in tune. It is draft night. And so we will have it ready to go for you. I'm standing by right now because I'm kind of thinking that we're going to get a pick here from the Cubs, and I know we're supposed to go to a break here, but I was kind of hoping that we would get the Cubs pick here before we go to break. So. That doesn't really look like that's going to happen. Much like the Chicago Cubs, now we will not make fun of the Cubs, not tonight because of Don Zimmer, but we will we will pick it back up next week. All right, so Cub fans, we're going to give you a break for making fun of you, just this one break time for. In honor of Don Zimmer. If you want to talk some baseball, please help give my voice a break. 917-889-8516. 917-889-8516. This is draft night. This is the Hot Corner. My name is Sal Marquis, El Presidente. We're going to take a break. We'll get right back. Hopefully we'll know who the Cubs pick up in their pick in the 2014 draft of the MLB draft.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes, tobacco, the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full-service kitchen with a delicious delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Miami, the Miami Marlins, Tyler Kolek, 6'5", 260 pounds, 12-15 of 95. He's a right-handed pitcher, and he bats right-handed as well. And then the third pick was the other team from Chicago, the Chicago White Sox, picking up Carlos Rodon of North Carolina State. Certainly a very top pick. Actually, I'm surprised that Houston didn't go for him. He's a left-handed pitcher as well. Apparently they felt like Brady Aiken was a better fit for him. And like I said, one of the top draft picks and certainly one of the best college baseball players of all time. So we're standing by still for the Chicago Cubs. Yeah, to let us know, and it looks like we are getting something here in just a moment. Here we do have we're going to kind of stand by here because it does look like the Cubs. Okay, we do have some. Oh, look at that! The Cubs pick up a boy from Indiana, Kyle Schwarber. How about that? There you go, Cub fans. Worth the wait, huh? Catcher from Indiana, 3-5, 1993. I tell you what a good pick for the Chicago Cubs. All right, we'll give it to them. That's fantastic. 6 foot, 235 pounds, 3-5, born March the 5th, 1993. Scharberger powered Indiana to its first College World Series last year. And you remember watching us talking about him here on the ballast. That's really, 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 really exciting. Congratulations, Kyle Schwarber from Indiana University. And like I said, led to the IU to the first College World Series appearance in the first outright Big Ten Conference regular season championship since 1932 last year, slugging a school record 18 homers and ranking third in the NCAA Division I in that category, undrafted and relatively unknown, coming out of Ohio High School. He has since established himself as the premier hitter in the 2014 college draft class. Congratulations, IU grad Kyle Schwarber, who goes to the Chicago Cubs. How about that? All right. So there you go. Occasionally, we will say that the Chicago Cubs did something good, right? Well, that's pretty good. Come on now. That's pretty good. So, there you go. So now we're still on the clock for the Minnesota Twins. It's draft night, and what a better night than to be right here on the balance hot corner and be talking draft on draft night and watching the returns come in as they do. It's kind of like watching election night return, huh? Oh, man. So it's MLB draft 2014. So there you go. There you go. Cubs select left-handed hitting catcher Kyle Schwarber from Indiana University. You know what? That just excites me to no end. There you go. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. And not that far away from home either. So, well, you know, like I said, and just to give you a quick recap of tonight's draft, it is draft night, so we're kind of watching the draft and talking baseball, and that's what we do here on Thursday night. So if you want to talk anything about the draft or picks, by all means, give us a call, 917-889-8516. That's 917-889-8516. Well, we still got to get to the power rankings, and so we are going to do that. So I have not forgot you in the power rankings. I do kind of want to talk about one thing here, since we're talking about Indiana boys in baseball, and we were kind of talking about the Dodgers with Don Zimmer. And so that brings me to Don, which brings me to Don Mattingly, which makes me ask Don Mattingly, why do you open your mouth sometimes? I love you. You're from Evansville, Indiana, my hometown. And you certainly were great with the Yankees. You've earned your right to be a manager. But my God, keep your mouth shut once in a while. On Tuesday night, the superstars who hit for the L.A. Dodgers managed to score one run in six innings against pitcher Hector Nosse, who is working on his third team this season. And the Chicago White Sox had lost his previous 14 decisions in major leagues. On Wednesday night, they managed just two hits and one run despite three walks and two batters in 7.5 innings against John Danks, a soft-throwing left-hander with injuries in his past who peaked his mid-20s, who peaked in his mid-20s, I'm sorry, and has had a 4.69 ERA over the past four seasons. So Don Mattingly says this about his team. I don't know. This should be something that no manager should ever say about their team. We're just not that good. We are just not that good. We are subpar. That came from Don Mattingly. I don't know. To me, that's just a little bit over the line, Don. I don't get it. I don't understand it. You know, I've always thought that the manager of a baseball team is supposed to be out there, one, to manage the team. And obviously, as we call it in other sports, the coach. I think some of the times we maybe expect perfection from managers, coaches, and what have you. But let's face it. This isn't the first time Don Mattingly has opened up his mouth and spewed some trash. Biggest payroll in baseball. That award used to go to the New York Yankees. All right, it looks like we've got a pick from the Minnesota Twins going to Nick Gordon, shortstop, out of Olympia High School in Florida. And we're going to be making these breaks throughout for the next 20 minutes here. And we'll try to get as much in the draft as we can. We'll be covering it all on at 2 Hot Corner after we go off the air here at 8 o'clock. Because it is draft night, right? And so we want to make sure that we get all of the drafts on. So Nick Gordon, shortstop out of Olympia High School, date of birth 10/24, just one day after my birth. Well, I was born in 1968. Minnesota Twins, Nick Gordon out of Olympia High School, Florida. And so, you know, we'll see how he turns out. I mean, he's a good pick, certainly. You know, Gordon is very, very talented, and you know who his father is. You know, a former All-Star pitcher, his brother D Gordon, and Tom Gordon, an infielder, which is an infielder for the Dodgers. Gordon looked good on the mound during last summer's showcase circuit, throwing in the low 90s fastball and a good curveball. So Nick Gordon goes to the Twins, keeping the family business alive, if you will. So he's made some gains this spring, and so we'll see. I don't know that I'm not really that surprised with this number five pick from the Minnesota Twins. I'm not that surprised at all that this is who they went with. In fact, in the mock drafts, that's exactly who we had, where we had him going. So fantastic there. And then going back to the Chicago Cubs pick, I think a lot of people had him going just a little bit later. You know, so I'm excited to see Kyle Schwarber. I mean, of course, you know, contracts have to be signed, and they have to see how they do in spring training. And, you know, there's rookie division. So we may not see him actually in a Cubs uniform in the next couple of years. But if he keeps up on the speed that he is, certainly Kyle Schwarber will be the could has the potential anyway. We'll put it that way. We don't know until he gets out there and starts playing. Has the potential anyway of being a very, very, very good player in the big. So very excited to see how that's going to run down. So here's what we've got so far on the first round overall pick, going to Brady Aiken, going to the Houston Astros of Cathedral High School in California. Miami picks Tyler Kolek of Shepherd High School in Texas, right-handed pitcher. And by the way, Brady Aiken, the first overall round pick, was a left-handed pitcher, bats left-handed. And Miami's Tyler Kolek, right-handed pitcher, bats right-handed. And Carlos Rodon, left-handed pitcher, bats left-handed, North Carolina State superstar. And as we've talked about a few times now, going to the Chicago Cubs in the first round is Kyle Schwarber of Indiana University. Standout guy and just really a great showcase there. And then going to the Minnesota Twins, Nick Gordon of Olympia High School in Florida, certainly in the family legacy of both his dad, Tom, and his brother, D. So there you go, and we're waiting to see what the Seattle Mariners are going to pick up here in their first round, the sixth pick of the first round. Next is the Philadelphia Phillies, and then we look at the Colorado Rockies, the Toronto Blue Jays, and then the New York Mets. That's going to round out your top 10, and so we'll see if we can get any more in during this show. But that's going to round out your top 10. You're listening to The Hot Corner. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Do not forget that every Saturday morning right here on the Balance Radio Network between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., we talk sports, and all sports, not just baseball. And we're going to be talking a lot, of course, about the NBA Finals. And we basically spend 1 hour between 30 minutes and an hour talking racing. Of course, you know, the IndyCar is going to be in Texas, and then we've got some NASCAR to talk about, and we're keeping our fingers crossed on that. But I've been told that Courtney Force, the NHRA legend, will be right here on the Balance Radio Network Saturday morning. So you want to make sure that you tune into the Balance on Saturday morning and follow us as well. Well, let's get into the power rankings, and we will have to – I don't know that we're going to get through all of them just because as we get picks, we're going to be going and letting you know what those are. So we're going to get into the power rankings, All right, I guess we don't have a pick right now. Okay, we do not have a pick yet. Okay. Hey, it's draft night. You know, gotta go with the flow and you know what's being told to you. And so as we get into the power rankings. And I don't know, you guys tell me what do these power rankings mean to you? I mean, we're getting close to really the All-Star break. I mean, we're getting closer, anyway, put it that way. And so when we look at the power rankings, I always try to look at where they were at last week and where they're at this week, and maybe what's caused the shift in that as well. We're still waiting for Seattle to pick in the sixth pick of the first round. It's draft night. It's the Hot Corner. And I tell you what, it's been fun covering the draft. And certainly Brady Aiken excited to be the number one pick overall going to the Houston Astros. And, you know, everybody knows the Houston Astros, you know, and the Marlins, again, right down there at the bottom. But I guess you could say we had some fun with the Houston Astros. Well, all right. Well, let's start with we'll get through these just as fast as we can. And if we have to make a jump over We are getting ready to – I'll tell you what, we're going to stand by here. Let's talk a little bit about the Seattle Mariners. The Seattle Mariners are getting ready to make a pick. So with the sixth selection of the 2014 draft, the Seattle Mariners select Alex Jackson, an outfielder from San Diego. So there you go, from San Diego, California. So give it up for him. That is your pick for the Seattle Mariners. It is draft night, so I know we're bouncing around, but that's what we're doing. We're doing we're covering the draft for you, making sure that you're covered and ready to go on that. So Alex Jackson, 6'2", 215 pounds, born on Christmas Day, 1995, out of Ranchero Bernardo High School in San Diego, has produced four first-round picks in the last two decades. I'm sorry, Rancho Bernardo High School in San Diego has produced four first-round picks in the last two decades. Jamie Jones, 1995, Matt Wheatland, 2000, Scott Hurd, 2000, Cole Hamels, 2002, now Alex Jackson going to the Seattle Mariners. Congratulations there. And I certainly think Jackson's arm gives him a strong feature, and he's a we'll see. He's an outfielder, right-handed batter, going to the Seattle Mariners, the sixth pick of the first round to the Seattle Mariners. All right, back to the power picks, power rankings, and so we get through these. The Arizona Diamondbacks, down from last week to they were the number 29 slot last week. This week they're the number 30th. And, you know, we'll talk about this in a minute if we get you, but I want to make sure that the biggest jump of the week goes to the Boston Red Sox. The biggest drop goes to the Minnesota Twins. But Arizona took three from the Padres before losing three of four to the Reds, hot and cold. So they're just really lukewarm. I spew you from my mouth, Arizona Diamondbacks. Chicago Cubs, who just picked up our boy from Indiana, dropped one from last week from 28 to 29. The Astros up one week, up from last week to they were 30 last week, and this week they're 28. The Rays down four from last week. Last week they were 23. This week they are number 27. I tell you one thing about the Tampa Bay Rays. After taking four steps forward, the Rays took six or eight steps back, and they went 0-6 on their trip through Toronto and Boston. So really, it doesn't surprise me when that happens in a week, and to see a team go drop from 23 to 27 in the power rankings. Philadelphia Phillies going down one from last week. They're at 24 and 30. Ryan Howard drove in his 1,000th career run over the weekend and has now homered in four of his past seven games with 14 RBIs. The Phillies and Mets also became the first teams to play three straight games of 11 innings or more since 1991. So maybe they can make it four in a row on Monday. So we'll see. But they're down from 1 to 26 from 25. The Padres up two from last week from 27 to 25. The Cleveland Indians. And you know what? As I sit here and I drink a bottle of water, I heard an interesting statistic. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that you're going to pay, an enormous amount of money for refreshments at a major league ballpark. And I get that. But I heard somewhere that this is just a cup of water with ice. It's just water. Nothing, not mineral water, nothing in it, no soda in it. $3, upwards to almost $4 in Cleveland's Indians park. And I'm sorry, I'm not paying $4 for a glass of water. My ass is going to the drinking fountain or something. Anyway, they're down from three. Last week they were 21. This week they're 24. The Mets are 23. Last week 24, up one. The Minnesota Twins, again, as I mentioned earlier, they made the biggest drop with a drop of five. And since returning from the DL in late May, Josh Willington has a 1.086 OPS with three homers in seven in contests, with several hitters really struggling, battling with the Twins. We'll see how this new draft pick, Nick Gordon, does, left-handed hitter, shortstop, how he contributes to the Twins organization. I know we got a little bit of time left before he gets up there, but they need all the help they could get. The Reds, Cincinnati Reds, started out really, really strong this year, and we'll see how they do on the other side of the All-Star break. But they're down three, and last week they were 18, going at 26-29, and just when it looked like the Reds were fading away for good, the Reds have won four out of five games. They're really not enough to boost them. So going up to number 20, last week they were number 22, so they're up two slots in our star Pittsburgh Pirates. Obviously, the Indianapolis Indians are the AAA affiliate for the Pirates. Now, the Kansas City Royals are in 19th. They're down four from last week to 15th. And Mike Mostakes have returned Sunday after hitting .355 in eight games at AAA. He went 0-for-3 in a 4-0 loss to the Blue Jays after winning the first two games in Toronto. Orioles dropped the next two. They remained in the American League. So certainly the Royals are playing our St. Louis Cardinals right now. So interesting to see how that will pan out. And one thing I will point out, these power rankings typically come out earlier in the week. So some of this information that I'm talking about might be a little bit dated, on that. So just keep that in mind. Okay, it does look like we got the Philadelphia Phillies with their pick. And looks like the Philadelphia Phillies have picked Aaron Nola of LSU, 6'2", 200-pound right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. Really, he was a super stud back in 2013 for LSU. He was a great pitcher that included, at that point included the Twins' second round choice, Ryan Eddies. And Nola finished among the NCAA Division I leaders in wins with a 12 ERA and 1.57 and 122 strikeouts. So he helped the Tigers end a three-year absence from the College World Series and finished his sophomore season without allowing an earned run in his final 26 and two-third innings and extended that streak 54 innings. So there you go. Excuse me. Going in the seventh pick of the first round of the Philadelphia Phillies, Aaron Nola of LSU Tigers, Louisiana. So, again, we're bouncing around. This is the draft night on the Hot Corner. We got we got about 6 minutes on the clock here for us anyway. But I will tell you that we will keep you posted the best we can over on the Hot Corner, at Two Hot Corner, and at T Balance as well. And so make sure, by the way, guys, if you're not following us, that you do that. So let's get back to the power rankings. The Seattle Mariners, number 18, down two from last week to number 16. Like I said, the biggest jump of the week goes to the Boston Red Sox, going up nine slots, really, from last week at 26. This week they're 17. And the Chicago White Sox up four. Last week they were to the 16th slot. Last week they were 20. The Texas Rangers up four. Last week they were 19. This week they're the 15th. And in the 14th slot, the Baltimore Orioles down one from last week. In the 2013 season, really the Orioles led the majors with 212 home runs, including four players with over 20. This year, the team is just hitting far fewer with only one on pace to hit 20 or more. So a huge difference that a year can make in the world of baseball. One, the world of life, right? Where were you at a year ago? What was going on in your life a year ago, right? I can tell you one thing. There was one Indiana University player that didn't know he was going to be with the Chicago Cubs a year ago. Probably knew he was going to be playing MLB. Of course, I'm speaking of Kyle Schrober, went to the the fourth pick in the first round to the Chicago Cubs. So this is draft night on the clock right now. The Toronto Blue Jays, who they're going to pick? Aaron Nola just went to the Phillies, right-handed pitcher from LSU. Certainly a good pick for them, a strong pick for them. If you want to talk some draft, we got just a few minutes left here, 917-889-8516. Glad to talk with you. The Miami Marlins, going back to the power rankings here, the Miami Marlins, 13th going down two from last week. They were 11 last week. The Washington Nationals up two to 12, and the Colorado Rockies down two. And last week they were at nine. And, you know, losing on a walk-off home run on Sunday by Michael Bourne, of all people. It was a fitting end to a dreadful 2-7 road trip. Is there a silver lining for the Rockies? Well, they're at 500. So anytime you're at 500, yeah, I guess you get a keeper job on pretty much any baseball team. All right, so we get to our top 10, the Yanks. Wow, the Yanks are on fire again. Never rule out the Yankees, 29-26. The Yankees split their week going 3-3, and Mark Tex Reyes' wrist is acting up again. Now, I'm going to mispronounce this guy's name, and, you know, I'm probably going to be called racist, but I don't always know how to pronounce these Japanese names. But you know who I'm talking about, because there's not that many Japanese race car drivers, and there's not that many Japanese baseball players. And I don't think there's any Japanese NBA players. There was a Chinese NBA player one time, and he played for the Rockets, Yao Ming. So anyway, and he's right now, he's really their only reliable starter, Masahiro Kanawa. Yeah, that guy. All right, up one week, up from last week is the L.A. Dodgers, and Carl Crawford's sprained ankle. Hasten Matt Kemp's return to the lineup and playing the left field. All right, so we've got a pick for the Colorado. Okay, let's get caught up here. It looks like that Colorado Rockies made a shift here, it looks like. Okay, how about that? Another Indiana boy, Kyle Freeland from Evansville, Indiana. How about that? Evansville, Indiana, University of Evansville. Fantastic pickup for the Colorado Rockies. That's awesome. Left-handed pitcher, bats left-handed. And, you know, Freeland scuffled at times during his first 2 years at Evansville, and going a combined 8-13 with a 4.44 ERA before breaking into the Cape Cod League last summer. Kyle Freeland. Fantastic. And you know what? In the top 10, we have seen two Indiana boys, Kyle Schrauber from Indiana University, and just here recently going to the Colorado Rockies, Kyle Freeland. So two Kyles from Indiana, both going in the top 10. That's pretty freaking cool. If you ask me, that's pretty freaking cool. So congrats to the Kyle duo. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. It's been great being with you, and I appreciate y'all hanging out with me in my voice issues tonight. Oh my God, this has been nuts. And I'll be so glad when I can get back on normal. I sure hope that I've got everything online and ready to go. Well, my name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. It's draft night. Remember to follow us on at Two Hot Corner for all the draft action, and we'll keep you up to speed throughout the night. Or certainly go to MLB.com. You can follow it there as well. Well, I gotta go. My name's Saul Marquis, El Presidente. Remember, don't drink and drive. It isn't cool. I'll see you on Saturday right here on the Balance Radio Network. Again, there's new grass on the field. Around the third and headed for home. It's a brown-eyed handsome man.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.